Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special storm. This is Marat Esther Batsur Shmuel and his continuation of our series of Shurim the Sefer Mitzvahs Mitzvah Beis, based on the Torah Reino Agon Rufal Kunstler Shlita. The Rambam tells us in Mitzvah Reish Beis that there's a mitzvah of prika, to unload an animal. Pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, Kisurecha Mor Sonacha, Azov Tazovimo, etc. When you see your friend's donkey, you don't want to help him, help him. Hazav Tazav Ima. Says the mitzvah to help your friend unload his donkey. And then the Rambam goes on to say that this is an essay and a los essay. This is in Reish Beis, in mitzvah say Reish Beis. And this is an essay and los essay on prika. The Rambam in the Yad, in Hilchas Rotzeach, after he explains the mitzvah say of prika, says that if you don't do prika or te'ina, you're mevatel an aseh, and you're over in a los aseh, as it says, los sires achicha. Don't see your friend's, that's a pasuk in Kisetze, don't see your friend's axe or donkey falling on the way, not help him, but help him, hakim takim. So the Rambam here teaches us that there's an, if you don't do prika or te'ina, you're mevatel an aseh, and you're over in a los aseh. So the Menchas Chinuch and Tavkuf Mem comments in the Lashon of the Rambam. Rambam says he didn't do prika or te'ina. So if he didn't do either of them, it's two essen. Te'ina is an essay, hakim takim, parashas kiseitze. And prika is an essay, azov tazov. Why does the Rambam say there's one essay, it's two essen? Azov tazov and hakim takim. So it's muchach from this that the Rambam is saying either or. If he didn't do one of the two, there's an essay. So according to that, he proves that the losa say, lo siris chamor achicha, don't see your friend's donkey falling and avoid him, is referring not only to the essay of prika, but to ina as well. That's what the Ram says. If you didn't do prika or to ina, there's an assay and a losa say, either or. Both have an assay and a losa say. One each. So that's the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs Mitzvah Reish Beis. An assay and a losa say for both. We have the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that's the Rambam in the Yad. Ram the Yad Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the 13th parak, that it's an essay and a los essay, pre-contina, reach an essay and a los essay. We have the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, who holds that prika is an essay and a los essay. Menchas Chinuch further comments on the Sefer HaChinuch, and Tavkuf Mem and the los essay of los sireh, he says that if you don't help your friend on the way and do prika, you're over in a lois essay in the assay in Parshas Mishpatim and Avazov Tazov. So here the Chinuch says that you're over on an assay and a lois essay for Prika. Tavkuf Mem Aleph, where he's talking about Te'ina, he only talks about an assay, not a lois assay. Not like the Rambam. The Rambam, as the Minchas Chinuch has it, in the Yad, holds there's an essay and a lois essay for both. That's the Rambam in the Yad. There's an essay and a lois essay for both. The Chinuch holds no. Prika, there's an essay and a lois essay. Te'ina, there's only an essay. Hakim Tokim. The Lo Sira is referring to, at the beginning of the Pasuk in Kisetze, is referring to Prika. So according to the Chinuch, Prika is an assay and a lois assay, and Te'ina is only an assay. The truth is, it's also an issue with the Rambam. Because the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Reish Beis, says that Prika is an assay and a lois assay. However, in Reish Gimel, he brings the assay of Te'ina, and he doesn't mention the los assay. So the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam sings the same niggun as the Sefer HaChinuch. In the Yad, the Rambam has an essay and a los assay for both Prik and Te'ina. In the los essays of the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam seems to say It's a prika is an essay and a lois essay. And by Tiina, he only mentions the essay. Heine in divrei achinuch. So it emerges then, according to Sai the Chinuch and Sai the Rambam in the Los Asseis, that there's no Los Assei for Tiina. There's only an Assei for Tiina and an Assei and a Los Assei for Prika. But then this would be a stira to the Rambam in the Yad, as the Sefer as the Minchas Chinuch has it, because according to the Yad, Rambam in the Yad and the Minchas the Rambam in the Yad, there's an Assei and a Los Assei for both. And that's against the Rambam, the Sefer Mitzvahs, is only an Assei and a Lois Assei for Prika, but not for Tiina. Tiina is only an Assei. So it must be then we have to learn Pshat differently in the Yad. And when the Rambam says that if you didn't do Prika or Tiina, you're over an Assei and a Lois Assei, it's talking about both. But if he's talking about both, you didn't do Prika or Tiina, and therefore there's only one los assay, because there's only a los assay for a prika, but not for Tiina. But then there should be two assays. How can the Rambam say there's only one assay, there are two assays? So we're stuck in the lashon of the Rambam. Now, because again, we have the Rambam in the Yad in Reish Beis. The Rambam talks about an assay and a los assay for Prika. And in Reish Gimel on Te'ina, he only has an assay. The Chinuch also is the same vort. Prika is an assay and a los assay, and Te'ina is only an assay. But how does this shtim with the Rambam in the Yad? The Rambam and the Yad, and the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs seem to contradict each other. Because the Rambam and the Yad says that if you don't do Prika, and you don't do Tiina, you're over an Assei and a Lois Assei. So if it's talking about you didn't do either, so then it's two Lois Asseis. And if it's saying either or, then that would mean that Tiina has a Lois Assei. Because he says if you don't do either or, then there's an Assei and a Lois Assei, and that's referring to Prika and Tiina. That means Tiina is a los assay. But how can Tiina have a los assay when the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs doesn't talk on Reish Gimel, doesn't talk about a los assay for Tiina? So is it that there's both an essay and a los assay, as the Minchas Chinuch originally thought, for both Prika and Tiina? Or, as the Rambam and the Chinuch, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and the Sefer HaChinuch seem to say, no, there's an assay and a los assay for Prika, and Tiina is only an assay. Now, to further confuse us, the Rambam and the Chinuch, the Rambam in the Mitzvahs Los Assay of Los Sira and Los Assay Reish Ayin, there says that there's a Los Assay and Tiina as well, not only Prika. Hishes Rana Menech Hanavach Masel Velachos Baderech. Abel Nazar also. You shouldn't leave him on the way. You should help him. Vinifarik Menuachi took in Lassis. So you should unload the donkey. Magbim Osoim Agabo of him to load the donkey. So here you have in Losisei Reish Ayin. First, the Rambam says is an assay of Prika and Tiina. And then he continues and he says that he quotes the Mechilta that Azov Fechadalta Meazov Lo Azov Tazovim and Etzel Amenshu Over Al Esse Valos Esse. So he talks about the Mechilta here, but he writes it on what he says earlier. Earlier he was talking about Tiina, not only Prika. In Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah, Reish Beis, Mitzvahs Essay. He says it's an essay and a lot to say, but he's talking about only about Prika. But in the Losei Reish Ayin, he says an essay and a lot to say, but he's also talking about Tiina. So it come out then that according to the Rambam in Reish Ayin, And Mitzvah lots to say Reish Ayin of Lo Sira, there's a lots to say both on Prika and Tina. And so too, we see in the Chinuch, Lav Lo Sira, Benazir, Benakim, Mimo, Behemto, Benamacham, Ituk, and Masel, Oraz of Lo Sira, Chaver, Bederach, Zor, Balos, to say Zeh. Let's say Niska, Ratzon, Olom, Razav, Tazav. So we have in the Chinuch that when he's talking about the mitzvah of Prika, he talks about an Asay and a Los Asay. And when he talks about the mitzvah of Teina, in the next mitzvah, he only mentions the Asay. In mitzvah Tavkuf, to mitzvah Tavkuf Mem, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, "Shesiranu shim nirechad misrael shenafal ochomor b'hem acheres mikovet ha-masa." Is Robert Stachas Masel, don't leave him alone. Aval Nazreh v'nakim o'behemto, v'nam o'cham v'chitakim Masel, agab o'al behemto. So in Tavkuf Mem, he talks about the essay and the los essay, the two essay of Prik and the essay of Teina. And in that he says, and there's also a los essay. So here you have that there's a los essay on Prik and Teina. Then in the next mitzvah, Tavkuf Mem Aleph, where he speaks about the essay of Teina, he doesn't mention the los essay. So in the context of the essay of Prika, he mentions the essay of Teina and the Los Essay on both. And in the context of the essay of Teina, he doesn't mention the Los Essay on Teina. Only the essay. Similarly, the Rambam. When the Rambam in Mitzvah Reish Ayin, the Rambam there is talking about the Rambam says you have to do Prik and Teina. And there's an essay and a los essay. So when the Rambam mentions Prik and Teina, the Rambam says it's both an essay and a los essay. And the Chinuch similarly, when he talks in the context of Prika, he also mentions Teina on the essay and the los essay. But when he says, talks about Prika alone, Teina alone, he doesn't mention the los essay. So we basically don't understand exactly, is there a los essay in Teina, or is there not a los essay in Teina? And one of the Chinuch would have us believe that there is a los essay in Teina, because when he talks about Prika and Teina, he talks about a los essay. The Rambam would also have us believe that there is a los essay on Teina, because when he talks about doing Prik and Teina and los essay Reish Ayin, he says essay and los essay. So it would come out then from Mitzvah's essay Tavkuf Mem in the Sefer HaChinuch, and from the Rambam and Los Asay Reish Ayin, there's both an Asay and a Los Asay for Prik and Teina. But it's important to note that in Tavkuf Mem Aleph, when the Sefer HaChinuch talks about just Teina, he doesn't mention the Los Asay. He just mentions the essay. So that would lead us to believe that Teina doesn't have a lois essay. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and Reish Beis talks about Prika, and he mentions an essay and a lois essay. But in Reish Gimel, when he talks about Teina, he only mentions the essay. That would lead us to believe that there's only an aseh for tina, not a los aseh, because in Reish Gimel he doesn't mention the los aseh. So the Rambam doesn't mention the los aseh of tina in Reish Gimel, and the sefer Achinuch and Tavkuf Mem Aleph when he's talking about tina also doesn't mention the los aseh. On the other hand, the Rambam in los aseh Reish Ayin talks about both prika and tina, and it mentions an aseh and a los aseh. So that would lead us to believe there's an aseh and a los aseh for both. And the Chinuch in Tavkuf Mem also talks about both a los aseh and an aseh when he says for prika and tina. There he's talking in the context of the mitzvah of prika. But he says when you do prika or tina, you also have a los aseh there. So that would lead us to believe that there is a los aseh for tina. The Rambam's lashon in the Yad, the Rambam says, if you don't do prika or tina, there's a los aseh. And the other hand, he says there's only one aseh. There should be two if we're talking about both. And if we're talking about either or, then that means there is a los aseh for tina. So bottom line, the million-dollar question is there a los aseh for tina? So we have to comment on the language of the Rambam. Sefer Mitzvah Seh Reish Gimel, he talks about the mitzvah of tina. You have to burden the animal, load the animal. So why does the Rambam say, the Rambam is telling us, after we take it down. Here we're talking about Tiina. What do we care about the Haradas HaMasa? In Ochus Rotzeach, Rambam writes, 13:2, he says another mitzvah to do tina. Now, don't think that it's the same mitzvah as prika. No. It's a separate mitzvah of tina. What's he telling us? Of course. First, he tells us about prika. Now, he's telling us about tina. Mikro mali diber katzav hakim takim. So it would appear that the Rambam holds that the pasuk of hakim takim, bikaro mishum hemshech in parashas mishpatim, of azav tazav. Azav tazav is mishpatim. Hakim Takim is Kiseitze. So you have to read the two psukim together. So when you meet your friend, you have to unload his burden. And continue reading in Kiseitze, you have to help him load his burden. Don't just leave him there like that. You have the breath of animals having trouble, take it down, and then put it back up and put it neatly so that the animal can carry the burden, bear the burden, bear the load. So the Ikar Mitzvah Te'ina is Hakim Takim. And that's the hemshech of the prika. After the prika, there's a hakim takim. So it's not a din b'fnei atzmo of te'ina. It's a hemshech of azev tazev. It's a mefurish in the kiryas sefer. Koy nami haikra de te'ina akra de prika de mishpatim. Kshir tera chamorach achi roveitz azev tazev melifrek v'achach tachzo l'sayi b'te'ina. Chsiv hakim takim. Dvar mefurashim. That what the kiryas sefer says, that the mitzvah is, to unload the donkey and then reload the donkey. That's the gather of the mitzvah tina. After you unloaded the donkey to help reload the donkey, that's the Rambam had to tell us. It's a mitzvah acheres. It's a different mitzvah. You think it's not? It's the same mitzvah. Kamash malah. No, hakim takim is a different mitzvah. So now we understand in the sefer mitzvah tina, achash and arideo men a mitzvah reish gimel. Or achash aridu zulasei. In other words, you have to do hakama after you do prika. So, on one hand, it's only hemshech of the prika, like the Rambam says in Ochus Rotzeach. In Ochus Rotzeach, the Rambam says that who are you doing tina for? Somebody you did prika for. Don't just leave him there. After you did the prika, help him load the donkey again. So on one hand, it's a mitzvah sesei bifnei hatzmo, it's an independent mitzvah, but it's an independent mitzvah, it's a hemshech of doing the prika. And that's what the Rambam's talking about in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in Reish Gimel. They do the tina after you do the prika. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach. Don't just do the prika and leave him there. Help him do the tina. And that's why the Ram writes in Halacha Aleph, writes in Mitzvah Lifrok Me'aleh, Bezu Mitzvah Sishin Amaraz of Tazavima. Ram writes two things, Harez a Mitzvah Lifrok Me'aleh, Bezu Mitzvah Sase. What does he write two for? So, in Achinami, it's clear the Etzim Prik is a Mitzvah. But you can say that it's not a complete Mitzvah Sase because he didn't do the Te'ina. So, Kamash Lan, no. But you did a complete Mitzvah and you do Prika. You also have to do Te'ina. But Prika itself is a Mitzvah Shalema. And that's why the Rambam emphasizes that it's a Mitzvah Sase. Don't think it's not its own independent Mitzvah, it is. And that's why he says about Te'ina, it's a Mitzvah Sase Acheres, because even though it's a Hemshech of the Prika, but it's still its own independent Mitzvah. So it emerges, Al Pi Amavur, that the Ikar Pasuk of Hakim Takim is Kehamshech Lamashinemar, but Pasuk Azif Tazif. So your Mitzvah Lifrei Kamasa, and then you have to be Toinim Chavera. And with regard to that, you have a Lav of Losiris Chamor Achicha. And in that context of these two elements, you have the Losaseh. Don't see his donkey falling and not help him. And that's why the Rambam in Mitzvah Losaseh Reish Ayin talks both about Prik and Te'ina. Because they're two mitzvahs, but they're really two parts of one bigger mitzvah. They're counted as two mitzvahs. But they're two interrelated mitzvahs. Since they're interrelated, the Rambam talks about both of them in Mitzvah Sase Reish Ayin, where he talks about the Prika and Te'ina. And so to the Sefer Achinuch in Tav Kuf Mem, he talks about Prika and Te'ina. She was harnu maniach of al nazavos of an fragment of an agbim or maso. And that the Rambam writes in Halacha Beis, she minicho nivav lo park v'lo tan bitol mitzvase v'orval mitzvase. In other words, if you didn't do prika and you didn't do teina, it's a bitol gomer of this mitzvah, which is prika with teina. In Anachnam, if you just don't do teina, there's no lav. So it's true that the Torah was mechadish that teina is a mitzvase, a separate mitzvase. But it's not its own lav. The lav is only when you're mevatel both. The prika with the tini, you don't do either. And that it says in the mechilti, orvan and asay and alosasay. Because the hakim tokim is a hemshech of azev tazev. Kidivri akiriya sefer. And that's why you're mevatel mitzvah sasay achas. That if you do neither the prika nor the te'ina, then it's taka one mitzvah lo sase. Then it's kibito mitzvah sase achas. Why? Because there are two parts. There are two mitzvahs, but there are two interrelated mitzvahs. Because hakim takim zehem sheikha bazav tazav. So when are you over on the lo sase? When you don't do either. When you don't do either, you're over on the lo sase. And when you do one of two, you are mekayim and ase. And even when you do both, that's where the Rambam says in Hilchos Rotzeach, when you do both, you're mekayim when you do both, pre-continue, you're mekayim one mitzvah. Why are you mekayim one mitzvah? Because they're two parts of a mitzvah. You're right, they're counted as two mitzvahs, but they're two interrelated mitzvahs. Therefore, the Rambam can call it one mitzvah. So that's why the Rambam writes in Hilchot Rotzeach, V'minicho niva v'lo parak v'lo to'an, bitol mitzvah ase. You're mevatel a mitzvah ase, if you didn't do prika or te'ina, it's considered like one mitzvah because it's one hemshech. You should read the two psukim together. And you're also over if you didn't do either. You're over on a los essay. Because not doing either is a los essay. When you avoid both, it's a los essay. When you see your friend's animal struggling on the way and you don't help, you don't do prika or te'ina, then you're over on a los essay. When you do prika or te'ina, it's an essay. But you can say that you do both. It's also an essay because it's an essay that one is a hemshech of the other. So that explains the Rambam in the Yad. That it's a the Lo Tseh is, if you don't do either, it's a Lo Tseh. And if you do both, it's two mitzvah assays, but the two interrelated mitzvah say, therefore the Rambam calls them one assay. And we have the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos Reish Ayin. He talks about Prika and Te'ina. He says there's a mitzvah of Prika, there's a mitzvah of Te'ina. And if you don't do either of them, you're over on a loisase. And also an assay. One big assay, because again, the two mitzvahs are interrelated. So you have to do both. So Tina is also included in the Los Assay. And that's also the Sefer HaChinuch in Tav Kuf Mem. He talks about doing the essay and the Los Assay of, the essay of Prika and the essay of Tina. If you don't help him, you're over on a los assay. But then in the next mitzvah, he only talks about te'ina. He doesn't mention the los assay. Because the los assay is only if you don't do prika or te'ina. That's why in the previous mitzvah, Tav Kuf Mem, where he talks about prika and te'ina, he says it's a los assay. But when he just talks about the mitzvah of te'ina, he only mentions te'ina. He doesn't mention the assay, he doesn't mention the los assay. Because if there's not both, there's no los assay. So to be over on the los assay, you have to do neither. To be mevatel and assay, it's either or. But even if you're mevatel both Tina and Prika, so you're mevatel two. There are two mitzvahs, but they're interrelated, and that's why the Rambam has to tell us a chiddush that Tina is a mitzvah esei acheres. It's a different mitzvah esei because you would think it's one. Come much more that it's two. And that's mitzvah esei reish beis. But there's a mitzvah of prika, and the Rambam here says there's also a los esei. What's the los esei? Since te'ina is a hemshech of the prika, the los esei is going to include the te'ina. If you didn't do the te'ina. And talking to Targum Yonason, and as of Tavos, he has v'sifrok v'sitam. Because it's one hemshech, you do prika and te'ina. And as of Tazov is both. And not just Prika, because you have to read the two psukim together. Pasukim Mishpatim Kiseitse. It's a hemshech. Ramban in Parashas Kiseitse says that here we add to Ina, and there's a mitzvah laisasei, because the Torah only says azov tazov and mitzvah sasei. Because the Ramban was bothered, what's mischadish in this parsha? And he says, you know what was mischadish? Aloisase of Te'ina. It adds on to the mitzvah of Te'ina, Aloisase. What's his problem? There's also a mitzvah sasei of Hakim Takim. It wasn't only the losase that was added. It's an asei that was added. So apparently the Ramban is learning like Targum Yonason, that already we had earlier in Parashas Mishpatim, the asei of Te'ina. Or at least this pasuk isn't a chiddush because it's only a hemshech of mishpatim. The only real chiddush here is the loisasei, that it doesn't say in mishpatim. Al kopanim, we have some food for thought over here. There's obviously a lot more to say. And please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.